Welcome to D10B College. Today we're building a base wobble with Pirate Radio Energy in Ableton Live 12, but we're doing it the smart way. The goal is not a giant EDM wobble. The goal is a tight, rude, slightly unstable bass movement that feels alive in a jungle or old school D&B drop, while still leaving room for the kick, snare, and sub. The big idea is simple. Separate the sub from the wobble. That's the foundation. If one sound tries to do everything, the low end usually gets blurry and the whole drop loses authority. So start with two MIDI tracks. One is your clean sub, the other is your moving character layer. That split gives you control, and in D&B, control is everything. For the sub, keep it clean and plain. Operator is perfect, or wavitable with a sine style waveform. Keep it mono, keep it steady, and keep the harmonics under control. You want a foundation that holds the floor down without drawing attention to itself. If you like, use EQA to remove anything unnecessary, but don't overthink it. The sub should feel like a solid anchor. Now for the wobble layer. This is where the personality lives. Use wavitable, analog, or even a resampled audio layer later on if you want a rougher result. Keep this layer mostly above the sub region. A good starting split is to let the sub live below about 90 to 120 Hz, and let the wobble speak above that. That's not a hard rule, but it's a really useful D&B starting point. Why this works in D&B is because the kick and snare need a clear low-end hierarchy. The snare especially needs to stay authoritative. If the bass is crowding that backbeat, the whole groove gets softer, and the drop stops hitting with that proper chest-in-the-room feeling. Before you get lost in sound design, program the actual phrase. Make it conversational. Don't start with a wandering 8-bar line. Start with 1 bar or 2 bars, and make the bass answer the drums. Think short notes, little gaps, and a few held moments for contrast. In a standard D&B pattern, let the snare land cleanly on 2 and 4, then place the bass in the spaces around it. If you're working with a break, listen to the ghost notes too, because that's often where the groove really locks. What to listen for here is whether the bass feels like it's bouncing off the drums, or sitting on top of them. If the snare starts losing impact, shorten the bass notes. If the groove feels lazy, tighten the rhythm and leave more space. In this style, note length matters a lot. Shorter notes give the wobble room to articulate. Long notes can turn the whole thing into mush very quickly. Now let's make the wobble move. Put auto filter on the wobble layer and use a tempo sync DLFO, or an envelope follower, if you want the motion to react more directly. For this kind of pirate radio feel, a synced rhythmic sweep usually gives you the right kind of pressure. Start with a low pass filter if you want something rounder and more classic. Use a band pass filter if you want the bass to feel more nasal, more urgent, and more like a talking radio transmission. Here's the important decision. Low pass wobble gives you that heavier, older, more anchored jungle feel. Band pass wobble gives you a sharper, more aggressive, more confrontational mid-range character. If the tune needs warmth and weight, go low pass. If the track is darker and busier, or you want that rough pirate trance attitude, go band pass. Both work, but they create very different emotions. Set the cutoff in the mid-range first, then automate or modulate it. Keep the resonance moderate, enough to give the wobble a bite, but not so much that it whistles uncontrollably. For the LFO rate, try something like 1/8, 1/8 dotted, or 1/16 if you want a faster chatter. Keep the modulation amount controlled. You want the tone to move clearly, not disappear every time the filter swings. Next, add saturation. Saturator is your friend here. This is where the wobble gets teeth. You're not trying to destroy it. You're trying to make the movement audible on smaller systems and give the mids enough harmonic grit to feel alive. Start around 2 to 6 dB of drive. Maybe use soft clip if the sound gets spiky, and trim the output so the level stays honest. What to listen for is presence without fizz. If the bass turns crackly and brittle, the saturation is too hard or the filter range is too wide. If it's too clean, the wobble may vanish once the full drums enter. You're aiming for that sweet spot where the motion reads even at lower volume. That's the good stuff. Now shape the envelope. This is what makes the bass say something on each note. Keep the attack fast, but not necessarily slam to zero if it clicks. Set a medium decay, a short release, and a sustain level that supports the phrase without blurring it. A tight envelope is often the difference between a talking bass and a washed-out one. For old-school jungle-inspired D&B, concise usually wins. At this point, bring in the drums. Do not solo the bass for too long. That's a trap. A wobble can sound huge by itself and then fall apart in context. So test it with a kick, snare, and break right away. Ask two questions. Does the snare still crack through? Does the kick still feel anchored? If the answer is no, then the bass needs less low-mid density, shorter note lengths, or a touch of sidechain space. Not huge pumping, just enough room for the groove to breathe. And here's another useful listening check. Try it at very quiet volume. If you can still hear the rhythmic identity of the bass when the speakers are low, you're on the right track. Then listen at medium level. Does the wobble read without swelling the low end? Then listen louder. Does the bass start blurring the kick or softening the snare? That three-stage check tells you more than soloing ever will. If the wobble feels too plain, add a second layer only if it has a job. Don't stack sounds just because you can. Maybe the second layer is there for bite. Maybe it's there for a little width in the upper mids. Maybe it's a ghost layer that's heavily filtered and barely audible, just adding motion behind the main voice. But keep the sub mono, always. Width belongs above the foundational low end, not inside it. A really useful trick is to keep the sub completely centered with utility, and if you want stereo character, only let it happen in the harmonics above the sub range. That way the tune still translates on clubs and mono systems. The low end should feel like one object, not a stereo effect. Once the motion feels right, commit it to audio. This is where the Pirate Radio character starts to really come alive. Freeze it, flatten it, or record it to audio. Then edit it like a break element. Reverse a note into a snare. Chop a tail. Trim a release. Reuse the best accidental moments. That rough sample-based instability often sounds more authentic than perfectly polished automation. What to listen for after printing is whether the audio version feels more characterful than the live synth. Often it will. That's because once you can cut the waveform directly, you can shape the phrase like a record, not just like a synth preset. That's a big upgrade for old-school inspired bass work. Now think about the phrase over 8 bars, not just one bar. A strong D&B wobble evolves. Open the filter slightly in the first few bars. Push the drive a little harder in the second half, then pull it back before a fill or transition. Don't make everything louder. Make it more intense. That's a subtle but important difference. You can also think in terms of progression. In bars 1 to 4, keep the wobble tighter and more filtered. In bars 5 to 8, make it more talkative. That gives the drop a story. If the second drop comes later, change the filter character, shift the note lengths, or flip the phrasing a little so it feels like an evolved version, not a copy. A good reminder here, don't automate too many things at once. If cutoff, resonance, drive, and width are all flying around heavily, the drop loses focus. Pick one main movement and let the others support it subtly. In this style, clarity usually hits harder than complexity. If the bass starts sounding too polite, try adding a little pre-filter drive before the filter rather than just boosting the output. That changes how the filter reacts, and the movement itself becomes more aggressive. It's a small move, but it can make a big difference in the attitude of the sound. Also, be careful with resonance. Enough to make the wobble speak, not so much that it turns into a whistle. The useful zone is where the filter sounds like personality, not like a test tone. That's the line. For mix cleanup, use a keyway to remove a necessary low end from the wobble layer and gently clear some low mid cloud if needed, maybe around the 200 to 400 Hz area. But be conservative. Huge EQ cuts can strip the bass of its jungle character. And if one or two notes jump out, because the filter peak lands too hard, manually ease those moments rather than trying to squash everything with heavy compression. In this genre, manual control often sounds more intentional. Before we wrap up, keep one final mindset in place. This bass is not the headline. The snare is still the authority. The bass supports the snare's dominance and gives the tune movement underneath it. If the wobble steals focus from the backbeat, the groove gets flatter and the head nod disappears. The best Pirate Radio style bass feels unruly, but it still knows its place. So let's recap. Build a clean mono sub. Build a separate wobble layer for the character. Make the bass phrase answer the drums instead of smothering them. Use a controlled filter wobble, add saturation for bite. Shape the envelope so each note speaks and keep checking the sound in context and in mono. If it feels rude, readable, and rhythmically alive without wrecking the snare, you've got it. Now take the practice challenge. Build a 2-bar Pirate Radio wobble with a separate sub. Use only stock Ableton devices, and keep yourself to one main modulation source. Then loop it against a proper D&B drum pattern and test it at low, medium, and loud volume. If it still feels strong in mono, you're on the right path. Push it, print it, chop it, and make it speak. That's the sound.